Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Sneak Diss Podcast, episode 32. George Daniels back in the building.
Yo.
Special guest.
Special guest.
Penn Mayo.
How you
is
doing?
In the building.
We're happy doing to be good. Here.
I'm glad you're here. You are our very first.
Lady parts.
Are you okay? Is it okay to say female lady?
I mean,
people get offended when you say female nowadays.
Only bitches do.
Oh, well. She's a real one.
Shout out to the bitches.
Hey, everybody needs a little bitch in their life.
Shout out to this Apple Ciroc.
Yeah.
Thank you, liquor store next door.
We got, you know, special guest. She's our very first lady in the building, so she's the first one to crack through that sneak diss.
Barrier. Nice, dude.
That barrier.
Yeah,
so
nice.
We'll be talking to her today. You know, she's a business owner. Mm-hmm. You know, talk sneakers. Anybody getting any new sneakers this week? Any new pickups? Anything?
Anthracite 9s, which I currently have on.
Oh, you just got those?
What else did I get? Those,
Oh, I thought those were
Air Force
like,
One.
I thought
highs.
Those were the organs.
Nah.
To be honest with you.
I mean, I ain't that rich.
Hey, come on here talking about all the stuff, you cops.
Hey.
Just the most recent that I got was the Ocos. Just because it was actually a funny thing.
Which ones, 12s or 10s?
Mm-hmm, 12s. Oh. I love 12s, right. Okay? Like 1s, 5s, 12s, in that order. Somebody has owed me a large amount of money for a long time, who happens to be a sneaker reseller, him and his brother, back in Chicago.
Damn, I was going to say hopefully like Donald Trump or somebody.
We know him?
Somebody with big pockets.
No. We don't know him?
No, no. Right. And so to get those... Plus, you know, the remainder in cash.
Not bad.
You all know, right with that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Because I wouldn't have bought them at all on my own.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going for now. What are they going for?
It's about like, six.
Yeah, 600? I saw between 6 and 8.
The 12s, yeah. The 12s are definitely higher than the 10s are, at least the ones in the prices I saw recently.
They dope in person? I haven't seen them in person.
Yeah, they're surprisingly bright.
Oh,
white.
Really?
Super. They're other than like the... oh God!
What is that like?
The part right
stingray print.
Yeah,
the stingray.
Yeah. Other than that, they're really bright. Real, huh. Like I took a picture with them outside, and I was almost like, God, it almost looks like I used that teeth whitening effect on that or something.
High contrast,
like the little apps or whatever. Other than that, I haven't. I just been
That's
picking up.
It.
Yeah, I just been
random
picking up
stuff.
Random stuff. Yeah,
George, anything?
Yeah, I haven't been here in a while, so I have quite a bit of stuff I haven't talked about yet.
Been here, just one day.
Well, you know what I mean, but it was 2 weeks, so. Well,
one day is 2 weeks.
Because I don't think I had bought, I think that was the week I bought 350s, so yes.
Oh. Hey, which color?
It's not.
Moon Rocks.
You was here?
Mm.
How much?
Nah, it was at, yeah, shout out to the sneaker whisperer, Brendan Naper, for the reasonable price of free nine. I'm just kidding.
Well, I was about to say, what the?
No. He found a price in my range. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
But I traded a couple things against it, too, and I had a check there, so it worked out.
Oh, that's
not
nice.
Not bad.
So the price out of pocket was much lower than someone would be paying out of pocket normally. And then you seen Flyknit. Air Max 1, Solar Reds, super dope. You said you wanted those.
Oh, those are fire.
Yes, flames. Told you. The color is way better than I thought it was when I saw the picture. The pictures don't do it justice. The pictures makes it look red. And
God,
I don't mind all red.
I hate bad retail pictures.
And I don't mind all red
pictures.
Either.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
so
more like highlighter.
Well, see, it's
color
so different.
Than.
You could get a bad retail picture, like because the ones that he got in a regular picture, they look red. In person, them joints were like a hot pink. pink almost. Like,
yeah, they're close.
Crazy bright. Like, they're like
that
ridiculous
atomic red that's like pinky red or
it's
whatever.
It's like that. What is this one Nike call? It's called solar red. No, solar red is
infrared. Infrared is the red.
They literally have so many shades.
Them joints are fire. What else you got?
So the 350s, Moon Rocks, the Air Max Solar Reds. I didn't tell you about this because I was waiting for the show. Kobe 11 Barcelonas, the mango ones.
Dang.
I had two gift cards at Nike, so I went and got those because I knew I wouldn't buy them unless it was under retail. I only buy stuff that's either under retail or over retail these days. I don't really buy nothing for retail no more.
Retail doesn't even matter anymore. No. Like OVO 12s, like you just said, you copped. It'd be impossible to get for retail. Like,
absolutely, one of those things. Very
like,
blessed.
If they dropped, when they drop, you almost got to think to yourself, like, let me just go put 500 to the side. Like, you're not.
Why does that seem so surprising? It is like that across the board with everything. Like, oh, you paid retail? Like, wow.
It is. Well, that's why I wear Yeezys, when I wear Pirate Blacks to like the mall or anywhere, they say, oh, how much you pay? I said, I got them off Adidas. How did you get them off Adidas? Like, it's almost impossible now to people. So I'm like, no, I got.
But the funniest part about that, though, is that we both did in the same building at the same day.
Then
we don't know anyone else who did. Like, nobody. Even Simple didn't get them.
You guys got that T1 at your job?
I figured it was super easy.
He's on the fourth floor, and I'm on the third floor, and we both cocked in the same building.
I just figured it was easy because I kept making mistakes, and he was saying, nah, click the try again thing.
I just kept telling him to do it. And at one point, I had like 12 in my cart. Like, I couldn't get them out my cart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't get them out. I'm deleting. I'm getting them out.
We probably could have ordered a second pair too if I would have known it wouldn't have like canceled I would have done it.
It was crazy.
But anyway, so those Kobe Barcelona, shout out to those individuals who gave me the gift cards for my birthday. I appreciate it because I definitely wouldn't have bought those at retail. I'd have waited until they went on sale.
Dope.
Definitely.
Another shoe under retail, surprisingly.
Dang.
Olive Ultra Boost. I told you about that. Olive Ultra Boost. I caught that at Villa. Lucky. Yeah, I caught that Villa release, and they're doing 30% off 150. I'm surprised it was good for that shoe, but they're mad at me.
They gave you a discount, too?
Yeah, it was 150 shipped.
Wow.
Shocked, yes. And then the Y3 Yoji Run Boosts under retail as well.
Mm.
I don't know what's got into him.
Man.
Well.
The Boost Capo.
I got, what are those called? Those All Royal Blue from...
ADV something.
Whatever them.
Yeah,
Adidas.
EQTs. Adidas ADV.
Whatever. Them all blue ones.
The I ones people are going crazy for. They've most recently been going crazy for the olive with the white midsole.
But they're not selling out nowhere now. The blue ones aren't selling out. The olives aren't either. They're like sitting on sites. I got those and Finish Line took my money for some olive boosts. Like always. Like they took my money and I called
them.
So
the order went through or?
Well, they're like, oh, we ain't got no more. I said, well, can you get my money back? Yeah, we'll see about that.
5 to 7 days.
No, a Finish Line takes like 7 to 15 days.
Bastards. Not including weekends.
Yeah, facts. And other than that,
fuckers.
I think that was it. I think that's all I got. I think.
Something that we didn't talk about, which kind of surprised. Apparently, Oneness released the Triple Black Ultra Boost early.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, I guess they put them at 300, so everybody went crazy. But yeah,
I just haven't been.
I would have paid that because
Adidas Ultra Boost. I just can't. I can't.
Oh, you don't own any? You know what? I was going to ask you that because you know, looking at your pictures and think you post sneakers, they're always Jordans or Nikes or Air Force One ish Dunks, things like that. No Adidas. No Boost.
No. Just basic classic shell toes. That's about I'm really in that like a weird window of like I other than the Pirate Black like 350s of the Yeezys,
that's it.
The rest of them look like orthopedic space shoes, and I just can't get with that.
Not Ultra Boost. You can laugh on the mic. Then.
No, the Ultra Boost don't. But like I there's certain like trends I just can't get with, man.
Have you tried them on though?
It's pretty.
You
life,
have to
it's
try.
It's pretty
them
life
on
changing.
You try them on, you'll be like.
I know
whoa
a lot about shoes in the sense that if they're really light and the soles are really comfortable, if you really wear them, they're gonna really smash down like smashing down on a loaf of bread that's really tall and puffy.
Look, you gotta buy some Ultra Boosts.
Nuh-uh.
You have to.
If somebody gives me a pair, I might. Give
I'm
them
sure,
for
I'm
a
sure
trial
guys
run
out here giving you pairs.
I've never been given a pair of shoes by guys. Let's be fucking clear about that.
Hey, man.
Let's be clear about that.
We didn't even get to tell you. What's the Instagram?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, yeah. Before we do that, though, something that we stopped doing after the first couple episodes, we got to start doing again. For me, it doesn't matter because I come literally in gym clothes to go to the gym. But what does everyone got on feet? We stopped doing that a long time ago, and we should definitely do it when the guests are here. So Daniel already said, because he said I'm wearing them right now, but tell the people again.
Anthracite Nines.
I'm just wearing.
I think it's an overrated shoe or underrated.
It's
I should
very
say.
Underrated. It was underrated. I think it was on my list of underrated.
I thought. Is it not look like the Oregon one?
Yes,
I thought it's the same.
The exact.
Oh, okay.
Thing all right.
Cool.
Almost.
All right. I'm and not
I got
that
on
retarded then.
Chalk Ultra Boost. Pen. What
all
do you have
sudden.
On? Playoff 12s.
Yeah. First. This is probably the second time I've worn them.
Really?
The first time I wore them was when I went to go see about a kitchen to put my business in.
Which we can get to.
Yeah.
So, what's those Instagrams, social media, Twitters?
Well, my
what you want?
I have a Twitter, but I don't use it.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's really clever. It's Penny Wonka. my assistant made it because I'm a custom candy sweets and treats maker.
What's
Chocolatier,
the name of your
company? Huh?
What's the name
Confection
of
House. And on Instagram, it's Confection_House.
Okay.
On Facebook, there's a Facebook business page, Confection House. My personal is @64inHeels because I am.
That's 6 S-I-X.
The number 4 in heels.
That's a fact. Penny is, she loves her heels. I looked on Instagram and everything, and I'm like, man, her heel game is off the hook.
You know, it's funny. My favorite shoes aren't even like my Louboutins or my Gucci's or anything. They're like the cool ones that are like $40, $20.
Really?
Like,
them usually be the favorite ones.
You don't see them at regular stores. Like, those are my favorites. Those are hands down my favorites.
Yeah, no joke. Like, a lot of times we spend all this money on shoes, and I end up wearing, like, whatever's by the front door. Like,
I can run.
Facts.
I can practically run in almost any pair of heels, stilettos to wedges. Except my high-end ones. They're very, very delicate.
You must be a pro.
They're very fucking expensive.
What got you into sneakers?
Honestly, growing up super, super poor.
Really?
Yeah.
That, you know what? That's actually kind of like
growing up
like
super
a lot
poor,
of people.
All I got to do was watch everybody else have sneakers, and I would have to like use a push lawnmower with no propulsion and like mow a whole acre yard and rake it for $10 so I could go get like do it twice and I could go to Nordstrom and get a pair of Keds.
And that's got you into sneakers now?
That was the most nicest pairs of shoes I ever had until I was 16 and started working for myself and came home from Job Corps, graduated early, and just went right into kitchen, started working. I didn't even get my first pair of Jordans until I got my first paycheck.
That's dope.
I had to watch everybody. I had to watch everybody else wear them my whole life. Like, I was dirt poor.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes south of Seattle.
What brought you out here?
Actually, I was married, like 12 years ago. Ooh. And my husband at the time, he was a real mellow guy, except when he would like get mad after like so long of not getting mad, and he would act out at work a little bit and break stuff. And I'm not about that life.
Right.
So I told him he needed to come down to Arizona with his family and figure out what he wanted to do. And he decided to go to the Art Institute and become a chef like I already was. And when he was graduated, he said, "You want to move here or do you want me to come back home?" And I said, "I've been here my whole life. Let me come down there." And we tried for like a whole year and we just couldn't get that rhythm back. And in like true Phoenician fashion, I had already made so many friends and so many connections down here and gave up everything that I had built. All those connections, everything in Tacoma and Seattle, that my old life ended here. My new life kept me here.
That's dope.
So well, you're just saying that just gave me goosebumps. Like, damn, it's so facts.
I'm not going to joke. That might be the realest story we ever had on the Sneak This podcast.
What year did you graduate?
If I came here in 05, it was probably right before 05.
Okay.
Like in 05.
I was there about 05.
Where? Art
Institute. Did you go for culinary arts?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was my second option, but no.
Nice.
You graduated from there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's an expensive mm-hmm. school.
It
Congrats.
Is very expensive.
Yeah, seriously.
Sally Mae knows my name very well.
Yeah, right. Here's the thing. I grew up super poor, super overweight, had horrible acne, wore super thick glasses. I had all these things like stacked against me. So it's super added to my like low self-esteem. It also had to do with, like, I grew up poor and all these other things.
Right.
Then, you know, guys would always be like, oh, you're so tall. Why do you wear heels? Even girls, because they've been brainwashed to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't wear heels around your man if he's, like, shorter than you. All this stuff.
And I've had to deal with that.
Well, and then one day.
I'm glad you said it and I didn't have to.
So one day I just had this, like, self-awareness epiphany where it was like, if anybody has a problem with how tall I am standing next to them, they had that problem before I stood next to them.
I talked to my wife. She tries not to wear heels sometimes. I was like, yo, what are the highest heels you got? Well, that makes me feel like.
Right. So that's the other thing. It's like some guys are like, no, 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 can't do it. Other guys are like, you see who I'm with? I'm walking with the tallest motherfucker in the room.
I'm like, like, yo, that means I'm good. Right. I'm getting strong. Yeah, I'm good.
And, you know, it's funny because it helped me embrace, like, being so tall because I realized everybody tries to buy eye color, skin color, hair color, longer nails, all these things. Guys, girls, all, you know, calf implants, ab etching, all this shit.
Right.
The one thing everybody can't buy
is height.
Is height.
And that's a fact.
And that really just gave me goosebumps. That literally made me realize I was part of a very, very small, special fraternity. And I should be thankful.
Well, you know what's funny is...
It changed everything.
Well, because you're talking about buying height. And you know what's funny? I've always been the short, but I played all the sports.
You've always been short? You sure?
Well...
You've never been tall?
Nah.
Never? Not once? Not once?
Wait a second.
Nah.
Was there a point when you were the tallest kid in class?
I'm going to go 7th grade is when I started thinking, like, you know what? I think this might be it, bro. And this is why, because I had the biggest feet out of everybody, but I was short. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, something happening. But you know what's funny is, it's funny because somebody was like, somebody asked me, they were like, do you ever, care about being short? And I was like, I got beautiful house, beautiful wife, great kids, great career. I'm good. Like, height has nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never done nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, now, am I out here dunking basketballs? No, but I'm also 30-some years old. Like, I ain't out here hooping like I used to. Like,
knees don't allow it.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what it is? That's facts, too. My body is broken
knees
down.
Don't allow it.
But, so, like, how do you balance out the heels and sneakers and the, like, you know?
I wear whatever the hell I want, depending on where I'm going.
So, when you
like,
when you with guys, you know, does
like,
it matter?
I didn't come in here in heels, be in a dress, and right. The way I normally would go get a burger or something, like, at a sit-down restaurant by myself.
Right.
You're going to hear me say it a lot probably when we get to the girl guy code. Situational appropriateness.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't need to come in here in heels and a dress.
Nah, you didn't.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a sneak diss. Like, what kind of asshole would I be?
Like, you jerk.
Nah. Very, like you said earlier, no rules in here. You do whatever you want. So, and when you come back on the show next time, you do whatever you want. You wear heels, whatever. We don't get offended by that kind of stuff.
If there's a next time, I bet your ass I will.
Oh, man. Hey, anybody. This is Daniel's, what, fourth?
Fourth time.
I don't think I've ever turned down being on anybody's show. I feel like it's a cool ass thing when somebody asks me, I'm good.
So tell us about other radio stuff you've done. You've done radio, things like that.
I've been on, adult time type of shows like Pillow Talk. I've been a guest host on the Lyricist Lounge. I've done interviews on, you know, live, this is a podcast, but it's live local stations that are online.
Right.
Support District Radio is one of them.
We talked about doing that too.
Yeah,
some live internet radio type
stuff. It's super fun, especially when you have like a, you know, a contest going, like post your this or whatever, and it actually gets people like go to our page and share this.
The interaction.
Post your favorite picture of you listening, and it actually gets people super juiced, especially if you have like decent prizes to give them and stuff like that.
Well, so, that's a good thing.
Which brings up a good idea.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Did you figure out what you're going to do yet?
For what?
You don't want to talk about Manor?
Yeah, I already posted it.
Manor's awesome.
I know, but you can talk about it on
Manor
here.
Manor is awesome. I mean, was there for the grand opening. Manor is a great store.
I know, I was
store.
There too. You've been
there. They're super underrated. Like, they don't get nearly enough, like, airplane. Like, the store is cool. The displays are cool. The front door is unique. Like, it's a great neighborhood. Like,
oh, yeah.
Man.
I say give it time. Because
absolutely. Like, I literally have bought so many things from, like, I bought a pair of People high tops, the interwoven, like, oh man, they're literally like Converse Croc. It's almost what it feels like.
Because
the bottoms are, well, everybody, you're laughing, but you know, that's how I look at Ultra Boost.
Right.
You know, they're styrofoam. You know what I mean? But the other ones, they actually have like traction.
But it's from NASA.
Okay.
quote unquote.
But yeah.
It's from NASA. Is that true? That boost is from NASA?
That's just what Wexler said.
Styrofoam is not from NASA. Let's be clear.
That's
all that shit is.
Yeah, that was the whole juice they were saying when it came out. It was a NASA technology that was developed and they somehow found a use for it. But that's also the excuse they give to why shit's limited.
Hey, let's not badmouth the boost on here, all right?
NASA would not give that up, so that would be the equivalent of a knockoff.
I never saw the story. I only get that from George.
No, he was on Breakfast Club.
I watched that, but I don't remember him saying nothing about NASA.
Because they were asking him, why is everything so limited? And he said, because there's only so much boost to go around.
Hey.
But I will not badmouth the boost or allow it to happen on this show. God damn it.
Because that's ridiculous. There's only a finite amount of this material. Like, eventually it's going to run out if that's the case. Or maybe they can only produce it so fast.
Yeah, they should use it to make better colorways.
They say that, but then you go to customizers' pages on Instagram and they have, like, big sheets of the bottoms that can be added to sneakers that Adidas sent to them. So, you know,
believe
it or don't believe it.
Well, I'm going to say, because all them, like, knockoffs and fakes...
Hey.
Well, that's the thing. If you really think about it, there's probably at least like 10 different models that have some form of boost in it. Like, just stop making the crap that doesn't sell. Just make more Ultra Boosts and NMDs.
I'll agree with that.
That is true.
I'll agree
because there
that.
Is like a lot of stuff that has boost.
Some of those models are kind of dope though. Like, I saw something on Roadrunner the other night, and it's a shoe I've never seen anyone wear. Super clean, super simple, and it was 110 or 120.
Right.
Why that sells or doesn't sell, I have no idea. I would buy it. I mean, not for retail. Not for retail.
Only below or above. Only below.
It would have to be under retail, but yes.
So, what got you? I mean, how long you been in this thing?
Wait, hold on. Whoa. Let's just talk about Manor 1 second, because I was going to say something. Like, I kind of feel bad because I've never been in the store. And Jeremy's my blackest buddy. I feel like,
man,
since we're at the show talking for 5 hours, 6 hours or whatever it was, like, I'm super cool with him, but I've never been in the store. So I feel bad about that. Jeremy, I'm going to come in. Don't worry, but I'm going to need that black and gold.
That limited
prior to release day, son.
I love their Manor
hat.
I have like
their hats are the
three
best.
Of them. Oh,
their hats
they're
are the
so
absolute
dope.
Best
absolutely.
Structure
they
hats.
They fit good. They're cut well, and I have a big Charlie Brown ass head. So,
well, you ain't the only one.
Hey, I'm very appreciative of a well cut hat. That's
I think
generous.
My hat
in size.
Is a, my head is probably about a 7 5/8. So
with
yes.
hair, I don't even know.
That's not too far off the mark.
What is yours?
A half.
Oh, mine's a half.
Whatever
the biggest.
You got a big head too.
Whatever I the do. Biggest fitted size is probably where I'm at.
What is
like
the biggest?
Like an Bruce Bochy head.
A 9.5.
The biggest they sell in a store is an 8, but they do make bigger than
yeah,
an 8.
Yeah, I've
really?
Seen like 8 and a quarter.
There's
and
eight
yeah.
and a quarter.
I swear
yeah.
I put one of those on before.
Nah, you can't wear
there.
No 8 1/4.
Hey, don't let
she got a lot of hair.
Don't let my Palomalu.
You're talking about hair.
Yeah,
you're talking about hair.
I don't go and get a haircut when my hats fit tight like guys can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
Mine is kind of growing out a little bit. My hairline is leaving, but my hair is growing up.
Bronski.
I ain't on LeBron level yet. That actually is coming, I'm not going to lie.
There was a.
Oh, you coming. Like that sneaking right there?
I know this coming. Is going off topic slightly, but I watched a video with LeBron yesterday where he was like in his closet supposedly showing off. This is from like a year ago, but supposedly showing his shoes off, and the camera was looking up, like up at him like that.
Did you
the
see the
hair,
Bosley? Could you see the Bosley?
The hair, like, oh, you got to cut that down a little bit.
He
like,
just needs to embrace it and shave his head.
It was
just
like individual
MJ.
Hairs were like nappy, though. I don't even know that's possible for like
nah,
individual hairs
plugs.
Being nappy.
Yeah, no, that's straight
bad.
Bosley Institute right there.
It looked
sure.
bad.
See, I got the money. I'm getting it.
And Trainwreck, his shit's on point. You see
oh,
him?
Oh my
you
God,
see him on
yes.
a game or anything else, and it's just gone.
He was so surprisingly awesome.
Yeah, he
in that
was good
movie.
In that movie.
Like,
yeah.
was,
you thought
was,
so?
Yeah, yeah, I actually did.
I thought
you
he was
think
so
there's
corny.
A lot. There's,
yeah,
no.
He was stiff
the
and
scene,
corny.
The scene where they're in the like little bakery shop, that was fine. But that scene where like I thought they were dreaming, where they were doing an intervention to the guy, I thought that was a dream.
You're trying to tell me the fucking when they're at the restaurant, and he's like, "Oh, you forgot your card? Oh, again?
That was fine.
That
the scene where like was it was LeBron. And, like,
there was some stiff, corny stuff in that movie.
It was some corny stuff. It was all right.
It's not bad. Come on.
I didn't say now, it sucked. No, the movie sucked.
Now, the stuff with Amari, awful.
Yeah.
And the first thing he told me was like, I went to a movie and literally the point of the movie was like Amari got Stoudemire. I was like, what?
I had no idea that movie was going to be about Amari Stoudemire. When? You know what's funny? I always wanted to ask, does it matter to a girl, a lady, female, guy, lady, whatever, is in the sneakers, does it matter if the guy is in the sneakers?
My hobbies, you know, it's good to have, like, things that you get along with, but, like... My hobbies don't have to be yours. Like, every girl wants to be every guy's best friend, and I don't know why he needs to have all these other friends and all these other things, and everybody wants to be everybody's everything. It's like, that's not normal. Like, I don't, if you are cool, if you're not, if all the things I like about you as a spouse, somebody I want to lay down with, somebody I want to, like, partner up with, whatever, we don't have to be exact. Yeah. Like, this isn't a fucking, oh, you're... We are. It doesn't have to match. Like, there needs to be some diversity between the. Like, we don't have to have the same hobbies.
I agree,
man.
I think it's kind of. I think it's cool if certain hobbies overlap, but
or a couple things of interest.
I
or
definitely
something.
Think you, like, guys have to have your own separate things, because too much time, I think, sometimes is bad.
If I'm into sneakers and you're not, but everything else about you is just like something I've never found, do you think I give a fuck if you like sneakers or not?
I don't know.
That's such a. That's something that can be...
That's such a small thing, I think, to get hung up on.
That's something,
like,
that can be,
ridiculous.
Like, you can teach them about sneakers. You can show them the appreciation of where you're, like, where your hobby came from. You know what I'm saying? They can gain that, but to be a quality character that's, like, an equal spouse match thing, that's way harder to come by.
How long can...
Way harder.
How long... Actually, you know what? We never... I didn't disclaim this, but this is just the opinion of... Pen, like,
absolutely.
as the lone woman in here,
absolutely,
and the first woman in here on the Sneak This podcast.
Thank you
for
that again.
This isn't like, I'm not trying to say, like, her views are like every lady's views out.
Oh,
here.
No, you're definitely not doing that.
But like,
well, you know, I was thinking, since you were like, we're gonna do the, like, top 10 of women's shoes we wish were dudes, and right. I actually was like, can't do that because I stopped paying attention to women releases ever since I became like a 10 and a half in men. So, like, that's not a, and it's not the two up, two down. I wore an 11 in women, I wore a 10 and a half in men. That
we
two up,
we were the same size.
You cannot come over to my house.
So, you were 11 in women's,
that's like vice versa.
So, you were an 11 in women's and a 10 in men,
a 10 and a half.
How does that?
Because the size and a half conversion. That's what she just said.
Oh.
It used to, when
it
I was
is
younger.
Supposedly with Nike, but when I for was some young, reason with Nike, Adidas, yeah. It's not.
When I was
I
younger,
it
was two
shoe.
Up, two down. Like, I could, like, I was poor, so, like, I would shop in the women's section of Payless shoes, and then I would go get a nine and a half, maybe, if I needed a boy shoe.
Right.
You know? But, like, as I've gotten older and, like,
because
sizes change and things happen, like, I literally, you know, and the Kobe's and LeBron's. They're 11s.
If
they're size
I had
11s
to
cause
buy,
they run small.
If I had to buy, I mean, because I wear 9.5, 10.
Mm-hmm.
I buy the 11 in women's.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit? Like a.
So, in Nike, like George just said, it's a 9.5 conversion. So if you wear a 12 in women's, it's a 10.5 in men. Like, that's been the way it's consistently worked. But like you said, in other brands, that principle probably does not apply.
I would say the most OG company that has that principle would be Converse, because if I buy
which
a 10
is
in Converse,
now owned by Nike.
If I buy a 10 in Converse, they're about a half size too big, even with brand new socks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. About a half size too big, but they don't make, like, you have to specifically custom order a half size, because Converse have always across the board been flat even sizes. Not even till the last 15-20 years did they even offer that, and you had to know where to go to get that. You know, but they're, and I'm flat footed, so Converse have always been my, like, I, and Pumas. See, that's the thing is, like, you, what I think we started, like, we got off subject because we jumped right into girl code, guy code. I've actually taken 10 years off from collecting sneakers and paying attention to them because almost 11, or no, it is 11. I moved here July 7th of 2005. 3 weeks before I moved here, I lost my storage unit with 135 pairs of shoes, 75 dead stock, and 100 pair of heels. I was so utterly heartbroken.
And how
utterly heartbroken.
How'd that happen?
I was poor.
Oh.
Nothing fancy. I was.
And you just had to, that was it?
Yeah, well, I was letting somebody, I was trying to help a girlfriend, because I'm like, even when I'm poor, I'm like trying to help.
Right.
I was trying to help a girlfriend, like give her a little extra money or whatever to like, you know, to be like my assistant, do all that. Because I was working like 16, 18 hours, you know, at the catering restaurant, you know, catering company, things like that, 6 days a week. Literally no, you know, no time to do anything. And she actually, and I didn't check up, she actually didn't pay a lot of my bills. So I lost a storage with that much stuff in it, all my childhood report cards, all, I mean, literally everything I ever had.
Man, you kept all that?
From,
I hit all 300, my child report cards. From,
over like $300.
Ain't no one seeing this shit.
I got to the mailbox before my mom did. Hit those.
Oh, you were
How
there?
Old are you?
33.
They didn't mail, they didn't mail report cards when I was a kid.
What'd they do?
You got them at school.
Wait a minute.
And you had to bring
How
them.
Are you?
She almost said it
39.
Earlier. Oh, no, you ain't.
She said it earlier.
No, but there's a lot that changed in 2 years, 3 years, 6 years. Right. You know what I mean?
I mean, now you might fucking get emailed report cards.
Your kid's not at school. You get a text message.
You know it
message.
On the grade now. I
you
know check what my, I'm I check my right. kids' grades online now. So,
that's so ridiculous. I just wasn't checking. And, you know, apparently single mom was having some issues. And she got about $300 behind. And I lost my entire life.
Dang, that's crazy.
And it literally broke my heart so much that I just... When I finally got back to it, it was just heels. All I did was buy heels. Heels, sneakers were only to exercise, workout, do outdoor stuff.
Right. Yeah,
it was. You know what I mean? It was nothing fancy. I literally was so heartbroken. I didn't even know how to. I didn't even know where to start from there. Like that's back when like sneakerhead was like a word that was whispered occasionally. It wasn't even what shoe lovers were called. It.
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? Like 11 years ago, it was totally different. You know, and What got me back into it, coincidentally, is I had a friend in Chicago that went to a Nike outlet there. And they know that I love New Orleans. I've always loved New Orleans since I was a kid, the like history and all these sort of things. And they found the Gumbo League AF1 Lowe's for $35 and asked me if I wanted them and sent them to me.
The
that wasn't even that long ago either.
It was last January, January All-Star 15.
Game ones? Yeah,
which ones those look like?
That was
they were like I striped with different textures. There was like a cork and like a fuzzy purple stripe.
I don't remember the year, but I know that was Kobe 9. That was Kobe 9.
It was literally January 6. Of 15. Like I literally like the 8th of January of 15. I got sent this pair of shoes, and I was like. And within like 4 months, I had 50 pairs of shoes.
Eesh. There's been a lot of those stories that I've heard, though, like people like getting their house broken into and just demolishing their collection.
It's,
like, I have no desire
just,
to collect
nuts.
Anything anymore.
It's so it's just, it's literally heartbreaking. Yeah. It's
How
the
you
worst.
Feel about, you know, like, females in the sneaker community?
Kind of a broad question.
You follow them on like Instagram and things like that? Or
I follow a few. I like girls, I like women that are sneaker fans, sneaker heads, all these sort of things that don't have to, you know, hi, I'm in my underwear, look at my new shoes. No, thirsty bitch. Where's your boyfriend at? Where did your dad not hug you? What's going on?
I think that's kind of
like,
everything. I mean,
No.
I'm with women in all seriousness.
It's
with,
so gross.
Look at. Like NASCAR with what's her name? She does all the commercials. Danica Patrick does all the commercials for GoDaddy.
Sex sells.
Now.
No, it's I'm not. I'm not saying that. But like
women's golf, literally, like.
But they're not selling
all the new golfers.
They're
these
not
days
selling
are all
the shoes.
Naked on Instagram.
They're selling likes to their page.
No, right. But that's the point I'm making is that's literally what sells the product. Not even sex. Like they're using that to sell.
I follow some girls that, like, all they ever do, all you ever see is them holding them from calf down. Like, they're really showing the front, the back, the side, the bottom of the shoes. And then other girls are like, you know, way over here, like, look at that. And it's like, oh.
I never understood those.
Look at my demi-cut bra from Victoria's Secret's bra sale.
I never understood that anyways. I never understood, like, the wearing the Jordans.
Super weird.
Like, the booty shorts, like. I never thought that stuff was tight. Like, I never understood it.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that fall into that trap of like, oh, this. She doesn't even have to be hot. She's like halfway decent.
Oh, no.
She's in the Jordans, and all of a sudden, it's points up.
It's the strip club mentality. It's a butterface.
Yeah, yeah.
She's showing her ass, her pussy, her titties, or whatever, and her sneakers. Go ahead, bitch. Take my like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
There's some chicks that I feel that, I don't even know if I say chicks. Here we go back to that. Anyways.
Chicks,
there's
ladies,
some, there's
broads,
some girls who are on,
I get approve everything.
Who are on social media who don't, like, go that extra mile, who I think are pretty respectable. But I think the problem is every guy wants to challenge, like, their card or push their card. Like, what do you really know? Who got you in? This, that, or the other. Like, I mean, Kixology is an example. Mm-hmm. Like, Little Laces. I mean, what's the other girl? Lace Up. I mean, there's a couple of them that who don't, like, thirst trap. But everyone wants to kind of, like, push them as, like, what do you really know? Like, oh, yeah, okay, you don't thirst trap. But who got you in? What do you really know? What do you know about this shoe? What do you know about XYZ? Like,
right.
There's a few people that are like that.
Yeah, there's a couple girls that I do. Actually, there's quite a few that I follow on mm-hmm. Instagram. And they, I don't know what they know verbally. Like, no, but, like, they have everything. Like, yeah. I look at their pages and they have everything.
All the hype shit, at least.
Like, and I'm like, jeez, like, you know, they in this. But I've never been into that. I mean, just like a story offhand. Like, when I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to, like, you know, I went to a school in, like, you know, quote unquote, the hood, you know, mm-hmm. and Jordans was the thing. Like, even if the girl didn't wear Jordans, they knew, like, the guys like Jordans, so they like Jordans.
That's
too.
What I was going to say is when I was younger, broads didn't wear Jordans.
So
only basketball playing cool jock boys wore Jordans when I was a kid and a teenager.
So then our first Christmas together.
That's why I was on Pumas. Pumas were Pumas in their multiple colorways and their multiple textures. I was all about Pumas.
Like, you could never go wrong, I thought, being in the hood, getting your girl Jordans. So my first Christmas, I got her Flint 12s for Christmas. And I thought, like, I had them, she had them. And she was like, oh.
That goes back to that question. Like, how do you feel about matching with your girl?
Well, you know,
oh, yeah, that was another one.
That's right. So then we can get to that. So then I bought those for her, and she was just like, oh, thank you. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, you know, I'm that guy. You know, I got her the 12s.
That goes down to that she respects your hobby and likes you including her in it, but it's not her thing.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't know it wasn't her thing.
She's just humoring you.
Right.
She's thankful of the gesture, but it's not, like, you know, her cup of tea.
So we're in college, and she's like, I said, yo, we working out, mm-hmm. and let's go run around the track.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out there wearing the Flint 12s. Brand new DS Flint 12s running around the track.
Because it's your hobby, not hers. She didn't know.
You know that's not a running shoe.
She didn't know.
Like, what are you doing? Like, threw me off. And that's when I knew, like, you know what? That's not her thing. Never bought a pair of sneakers ever again. I bought a little things to work out in, you know, but, like, never ever bought a pair of Jordans, nothing like that.
But
I, like,
also, if she's not a sports fan, she wouldn't understand that's, like, a sprint, stop, pivot, support shoe.
Right. She just didn't
know. You know what I'm,
like,
saying? Like, you have to know a lot about stuff to, like, understand and respect those things.
Right. So you feel like you see those pictures online. I see them. I hate them. I hate them to death.
I would say I hate them with the, like, the young people that you know are either scamming.
What do you mean?
Oh, because there's so many people that do scams, like, online and things like that, like getting that scam money or that, like, young person dope money. To me, it's like they're being kitschy and cute for all the other motherfuckers that they think want to be like them. When grown adults do it, I don't think anything of it. I think it's their pockets can afford it. That's, you know what I mean? It's they're doing it for them. They're not doing it for everybody else's likes.
You think that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Young people now do not understand what it's like to not have the attention of people they don't know.
I do agree with that.
That's, well, yeah, fact. That's social media. 100%.
That's disgusting.
Social media within itself.
Yeah.
There's a chemical thing that...
Yeah, it's called serotonin.
Serotonin, really endorphins. There's a lot of shit that goes into that, but we're not going to get into that conversation. But
it really is.
Yeah.
We could get into a social media conversation another time. Like, it's a mess out there.
So you're having me back. Got it.
Let me go to the calendar. All right, man. Whenever you're always welcome. I always hated seeing them pictures, like, you know, with, like, the guy, girl. I never understood.
What's your point of views on matching?
I didn't understand. I always thought it was corny.
Are we going to get glamour shots to where our outfits and shoes have to match? Because otherwise, if I see a guy and a girl, like, wearing more matching outfits than matching shoes, I'm like, they're serious about their fitness.
See, I don't even,
you know what I mean? I don't even see
it. I think, like, there's times where, like, it's fine, but I feel like sometimes that, like, when, like, sometimes when females wear the matching sneakers with the guy, they tend to dress like the guy as well. So it looks like two boys, like, sometimes.
Not necessarily.
I've seen that a few Depending times.
They were similar like. Colors, but they're like a girl cut shirt of whatever shirt you're wearing. Like the slim fitting black shirt you have on the black
tee. The girl cut polo.
Yeah. I personally do not like that shit.
I don't.
Honestly. That's just me. And the same thing with kids, too. Like, I don't want to match my kids. I've said this to so many people. Like, I'm not going to be that dad that's going to wear the same fucking matching outfit as my kid. That's just me.
I don't ever do that. I bought my kid one pair of Jordans, and that's because they were, like, at the outlet. Johnny Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Got it for me. Like, 20 to up. 20 yeah. Bucks. I'll never buy the Jordans for my kids and things like that. And, like, but I do get it a little bit more with the kids. Like, you said you don't have any kids. Or
not yet, but I've been a nanny. I was a nanny for, like 10 years.
Like,
yeah.
I get it with your kids wearing, like, your dad. Like, you want your son to be like your dad.
When your kids are small and they think you're the coolest thing ever, if they want you to match them, you fucking match them.
I'll do it if the kid asks.
Right.
That's the thing. Like,
right.
I want my kids to be their own.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to be your own little person. Like,
right.
If you tell me, Daddy, I want your shoes, okay, that's one thing. But I'm not going to, like, force my views and, like, oh, dress like me. Like,
did you see that picture circulating, that viral picture of the little girl that dressed up like her grandma when she was asked who she wanted to be for Halloween? She said, my grandma. And
did she have the walker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I seen that. And see, that's
right?
I mean, yes.
It's the same. That's what she wanted. The parents sufficed her and gave her what she wanted. She wanted to be like grandma. They made her like grandma.
Right. No, I mean, I get it.
They're not clouding her creativity,
my son,
forcing it down her throat. You
my
know
son
what I mean?
Is almost four now. And like when we get him new sneakers, he loves them. Like he's like, he wants to put them on now. You know, and
kids like new.
I'm assuming
kids like new.
I'm assuming that's because of me, but I'm not sure. Now, if my wife,
when you get new stuff, you don't even take in the house. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it depends. Sometimes I do. Sometimes
you
don't.
Left black red ones in here. You didn't even know where they were. You texted me like I literally don't know where they are.
Sometimes I leave stuff in the trunk just so the wife doesn't see it.
Well, yes, we know
there's that.
But I'm talking about.
I know someone specifically
said,
like that. Huh? I know somebody who's like that.
You wanted them shoes for years and left them and didn't even know where you left them.
I do. My wife, she's become more okay with the sneakers, especially with the podcast. I think she kind of feels like. You know,
you're trying to do something with everything you know. You're trying to branch it.
I'm not just out here in these streets.
Yeah.
I'm and she's
All
right, get it now. You know,
totally.
I'm kind of making something of it, you know, versus just every single weekend out here in these streets, you know, whatever. We've camped out like a billion times, you know, and, you know, nonsense like that. But
too old to camp out.
Well, see, and that's what I was going to say is like, I literally, the last times I was buying sneakers before I lost my whole life collection. Almost nobody camped out.
Right.
11, 12, 13 years ago, I mean, if I saw somebody camping out, I would think it was Black Friday and what's the fucking sale? Not what sneakers are releasing on a Saturday.
Last camp out we
on
did,
a Tuesday,
George
on a
died.
Friday. What?
G almost died the last time that we came out. Like, I don't know
what
happened.
What
the hell happened? Was it hot or was it cold?
No. Not like almost got shot or something like that.
No, I meant
like
temperature-wise. Was it hot outside? Was it cold outside?
I think it was wintertime.
He
just left his body.
Not like dead.
What shoe was it?
It was yellow foam posits.
Long time ago. Long time ago.
He was just sitting in the chair like, ugh. And I thought, I thought he left. I thought something happened to him.
Hey, low blood sugar will make you a zombie.
We were camping out at High Point. We were at High Point. And he had a look in his eye like no other. I was like, that's it.
I was ready to leave.
I was like, I'm going to have to leave him here because I can't take him. I can't I can't drag him in the car. So, but gosh.
Well, I was going to say, not so much a top 10, but what's a top 5? Things each of you guys wish women knew about men. No.
That's a fair enough. I think it's a fair enough question.
Because I have a both. I have like a five that of things that I wish the average lowbrow remedial broad would understand about males.
That's a hard question.
And also what Mel's should know
about. I think
about
Daniel
bras.
Should go, because Daniel's the only single. Well, actually, you're single as well. But Daniel's the only single guy in here. What is something
you don't have
that
to be single to answer this question?
I don't know. You kind of do. I've been with my girl, my wife, since I was 20. So
you don't think that she's going to be accepting of your opinions, whether they're like the pre-her opinions or the not her relationship-wise opinions? Like,
actually, she's already learned a lot. I do have some.
Top five things that women should know about men.
That they don't, or that they assume that are wrong.
About
or,
men, not yeah. me.
When,
duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
one
me.
One important thing that I would say me. That I think pretty much goes across the board is when I'm not saying anything, just leave me the fuck alone. Do not quit prodding.
Factual.
Don't
facts.
Keep asking questions.
Factual
like,
information.
Give me some time and I'll come
Absolutely.
Around.
Factual
that
information.
I think is one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. Like,
I couldn't think of it literally anything, but that works for me.
Yeah, exactly. When you start prodding, ask me what's wrong. I'm good.
I think the only other one that I can think of, I'm not trying to steal things off your list here. The only other one I can think of is like passion for sports. That's it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything else.
I got a love thing.
Wouldn't that go with hobbies, though? Like,
yeah,
you
like,
don't want them up in your... you know what I mean? Because then you have a Jenny, like, Jenny from the league. Stealing Kevin's lineup and doing... you know what I mean? Like...
I do like that show, yes.
I love that show.
That's a good show.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, though, because, I mean, let's put it this way. At some point, any relationship is going to go like this, and you're going to be fighting no matter if the person loves what you love
yeah.
and or hates
yeah.
what you love. So it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. At some point, you're going to be arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have no problem. Like, my girlfriend, for example, plays
mm-hmm.
fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a bad example because we're talking about the show.
That's
but
not a bad example.
She doesn't
okay.
watch
That's a real
the
example.
NFL, per se. Like, the Cards will be on, and she's a Cardinal fan, but she doesn't really care. But when the Raider game is on, I'm like, we'll break stuff around the house. You know what I mean? Like,
that's facts.
That's something you brought
so
up.
That's what I'm talking
something
about.
Something you brought up is a good point. I mean, it might be petty, but, like, don't pretend to like something just because I like it. Like, if you're sitting there, like...
Show an honest interest in
yeah.
it, but don't fake like it.
Yeah, that's one thing that yeah. fucking annoys me. I don't know if it's
that.
Just me. I don't know.
That.
It's petty. Like, don't...
Ain't that a good thing, though?
No! Fuck no!
Asking questions about something you don't know about is showing genuine interest.
Yes.
Being fake liking something to, like, oh, I love sports. Who's your favorite team? You know, the Cowboy Bills. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like some dumb shit like
See,
that. You know what I mean?
Hate
like a girl that doesn't know.
Just with anybody.
Right. Right. But
when
you know,
somebody comes over, I can't.
Who is it more prevalent with? That's what we're talking about.
See, like
broads,
my wife.
Like normally.
My wife, she watches football with me,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't know a lot of stuff. She was like, oh, man.
She's appreciating your hobby and spending time
like,
with you.
She's like, man, they got 10 inches. I'm like, well, it's 10 yards, but you know, I love you.
It's okay.
That's all right. I love you. I give a little kiss on the forehead.
Hilarious.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you're right.
You're right.
You know? Now, when a guy comes through and is like, I'm a Cowboys fan till I leave this earth. And when they come through and they're watching Cowboys with me. And
oh, that sigh
and
they, was deep.
And it's how I know. This is how I know. This
deep.
Is how I know if somebody knows nothing about football is when they like constantly like, they come over and they're like, man, how about that Troy Aikman? Boy, he was good back in the day. Thank you. He was good like 20 years ago.
Right.
Like, do you watch football now? Okay. Like, that's
then
what
it
I,
also,
that to me is pretending.
It also depends on who you're talking to. Is this person worldly? Have they lived in other places besides America? Because then football is soccer.
Well, no, I don't know anybody like that. No.
Well,
I'm
you know, that's what I'm saying. There's a whole big world out there.
Right.
Calm down. There's a whole big world out
now,
there, a whole
see,
diverse group
me,
of people.
I can't think of anything like...
There's another thing I guess I got.
Go.
Let me hear it.
Can't
Girls
wait.
Who switch with boyfriends. Oh, 6 months ago, you're a fucking Steelers fan. Now you're dating XYZ and you're a fucking a Pittsburgh
you
fan.
You have no choice.
I mean, you're
no
a fucking
choice.
Cowboys
you
fan.
You have a
like,
fucking choice.
That po- yeah, that
yes,
shit.
If you're
you
not
do.
Into sports,
be-
you don't have a choice.
I mean, to me, that's a whole nother
if
thing.
If you're not, but if you're faking like you are, you're an asshole girl.
Believe
I think
me,
it's more worth
you see,
it. Like,
you
she's with
see girls who,
months.
You'll see girls who are sitting there posting pictures
and
wearing
I don't like
a,
her.
A fucking Vikings fucking jersey. 6 months later, they're dating some other guy and they're wearing a Pittsburgh jersey.
I don't have enough.
Got on his jersey.
Exactly. Get out of here.
I don't have enough energy to like hate stuff like that. Like, I don't even think about
Daniel
stuff
must
like
hate
that.
A lot of
nah,
stuff.
Man, I don't hate. It's
I
just annoying.
I more hate when a girl is with somebody else, with somebody, and it's like You mm-hmm. could see that, and then like 2 months later, there was somebody completely different.
It's like all of a sudden,
the world.
All of a sudden, you're into fucking football, and you're into fucking drinking Budweiser, and you're into XYZ. All of a sudden, you're dating the next guy. You're into fucking Pittsburgh, and you're drinking fucking Blue Moon, and this other shit. Like,
well, see, here's the thing: that's ridiculous. I don't have a problem with that if they're saying that they're hobby following for their significant other. But if they're like, I know football, I know this, and they're talking like assholes and they're team switching, that's bullshit.
It goes to your commitment. That's bullshit. Like, are you being honest with yourself, or are you just following the fucking person you're
she's
with?
She's being a good girlfriend.
No.
If she's support following you, but if she's like fake, I'm a football fan, like, following, that's not the same thing.
Right, nah, sure. I think number one and applies.
Which one is that? The not
leave me the fuck alone.
No, I'm not with it because I just say that.
No.
Hold on.
The problem with a lot of guys is when they don't want to be bothered, they don't say it.
That's right.
I'd be like,
One of mine is communication.
The point is, though, you want to be left alone.
You're right, but I let them know that. So I don't get annoyed.
Well,
If I walk in the house, my wife is like, why are you looking like that? Why are you acting like that? I'd be like, man, will you stop?
But his point wasn't have ESP. His point was just leave me alone.
But why not just say that?
Because not everybody believes everybody can handle the truth.
They might not.
They're going to prod. What's wrong? What happened at work? Is it okay? What do you want for dinner? Is this this? Is it that? The questions never stop.
So mine are, like, my five is like, don't think every, like, one of mine is like communication. Don't assume every woman is going to 50 questions you about something or have a problem with what you actually tell them when you are communicating. Not every woman is like that, but so many people assume every woman is a nag and is going to keep it going. Not everybody's like that. I'm only giving you my point of view. You know what I mean? That's what I was going to say, is like one of my top five is guys underestimate the power of communication. Like, a lot of guys are like,
I don't care nothing about that.
I'm
like
learning
that.
A lot about Daniel today.
Shout out to Daniel.
Hey, I'm
learning a lot about Daniel.
You know, like, we live in a very modern world where...
I mean, I do agree with that, though. I mean, if that's how you want to live your life, that should be put on the table early.
I mean, I'm not even that... I don't even want to say it that way. But from what I've learned, like, dude, there's a lot of things, that, like she said, that you underestimate by not giving people credit. Like,
absolutely.
If you sit there and talk to people, you will learn a lot of stuff about people besides just making assumptions. And that's the one thing I would probably say is don't assume shit. Like
you'd
be surprised.
One of my very good friends the other day was like, you know, you're kind of Martha Stewart-ish. And I was like, why? Because I'm a baker and I'm crafty. And they're like, no, you know, because you're kind of like modest online and stuff like that. And I'm like, why? Because I don't put my whole pussy and butthole out there every single day. I'm Martha Stewart all of a sudden.
It's rare. That's how rare it is.
This is the thing. With everybody always wanting everybody to see their everything they're doing with everybody all the time, every second of every day. Oh, just cross the street. Ah, fuck my life. I got a don't walk sign. Like all this kind of nonsense shit.
The recording, not the show.
Penny Mayo in the building.
TBC.
What did you TBC? What did
to
you just
be
call
continued.
Me?
Oh yeah.
To be continued.
Oh yeah. You messed up.
What did you just call me?
What?
How did this whole conversation?
You didn't
start?
Say. You didn't say the name correctly.
What? Penn Mayo?
That's not what you said.
You said the other thing.
What I say?
Failure.
I just told you I hate it when people call me Penny just out of their own laziness of not wanting to say my whole full mouth name.
I would have said the full one
if you weren't Ciroc'd.
Don't drag me into this.
I have been Ciroc.
Don't drag me into this.
I've been Ciroc. We got Penn Mayo in the building. First lady of the Sneak Diss podcast.
Holler. Hey.
Facts. She's the first lady. This is a 4-year term.
Let's start the slow clap.
Let's get the clap going. Let's get that going. Penny in the building.
As he keeps doing it.
Anything else, anybody? Awesome.
I'm tired. It's bedtime.
Go to the gym.
That's it.
I missed the first half of this Suns game. We'll see what happens.
That's the Sneak Diss.
Late.